Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
This Pentecost Sunday, we celebrate the arrival of the Holy Spirit and the great birthday of the Church. It's a day to pray with Saint Augustine. O Holy Spirit, descend plentifully into my heart. Enlighten the dark corners of this neglected dwelling, and scatter there your cheerful beams. It's a day to remember that God the Father gave us His Holy Spirit so that we might become like His Son. It's a day to listen to Christ's command: receive the Holy Spirit and His gifts of wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the world. And it's also a day to ask that if the 12 apostles, many of them simple souls, able to win a world for their leader, why am I unable to repeat the same feat today? It's a day to ask myself if the 12, many of them, simple souls, able to win a world for Jesus, why am I unable to repeat the same feat today? Father Benedict Groeschel writes, "The gifts of the Holy Spirit are sown into us like seeds. They remain in the desert of our souls, waiting to be nourished and given life. The driest desert in the world," says Father Benedict, "is in Chile. One time, the desert had not seen rain for 16 years. Then the rain came. The result was the desert was marked with tiny flowers. They were there all the time, just waiting for proper growth conditions. As it was in Chile, so it is with each of us." Napoleon said, "There are two forces on this earth, the force of arms and the force of the spirit. And the force of the spirit is stronger." May God our Father bless us to prove that the Spirit, the force of the Spirit, is stronger by the way of our lives. The Pentecost Sunday is a day to ask myself if the 12 apostles, many of them illiterate and simple souls, able to win a world for their leader, why am I unable to repeat the same feat today?
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.